Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about the need to encourage young pastors to follow the Bible and not the writings of liberal theologians. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You see, the way that a lot of churches are singing and looking today, you can go to the nightclubs and see that. You can go to the strip clubs and see some of it and hear some of their music. You can watch television and see some of it. It's just that it's in some kind of a quasi-religious setting to hear the same place and make you feel good about listening to the filth of the devil. My friend, that's not good. As 1 John 2:15-17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You know, a lot of these people would say, I love God. But the one that looks on the inward part, and I can't see the inward person. I can't see the heart. The Bible is clear. Man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh at the heart. I can't see the heart. I can see the fruit of the tree. And the Lord told me I could tell a tree by its fruit. So if the fruit of on the tree shows me worldliness, it tells me what kind of tree it is. It's a worldly religious tree. When it's trying to sound like, look like the world, it's a worldly religious tree. But when God sees the heart and he says the love of the Father is not in him, why is it not in him? Because God is holy. And we have fellowship with God, but we can't say we have fellowship with God if we walk in darkness. We walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship with God. And so to say that they have the love of the Father in them, they might feel that way, but that's not the reality. Feelings and reality can be so different. And he goes on to say, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know, I could sum that all up by saying this. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. It's all about me, what I want, what makes me feel good. He says, it is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So we're told Demas loves this present world. He loves this present world. Age. The arm of flesh seeks to look unto modern methods. I like the Sword of the Lord Bible conference they have every year in July. It's usually the last week of July in Walkertown, North Carolina at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. And it will be again this year. I like it because instead of trying to fill young preachers with all the methods that are out there today and all the marketing, they try to encourage them to stay true to the Word. You go there and you hear Bible preaching, calling them to stick to the book. Stay holy. Oh, they have book tables. They're filled with fundamental writers, not the new evangelical who do a lot of philosophy speaking and use big words and quote some men in the past that were in the same boat. You know, people will leave a church and try to get others to go, not over doctrine or sin, but rather because they're not following a method that another church does. And you know, you see people thinking, well, they're the only way, and this is the way it should be, and so you're not doing it that way, you're doing it wrong. Although the Bible doesn't show that. There are diversities of administration, but every administration that comes from God should be first holy and doctrinally right. And by the way, every ministry should seek first to preach the gospel, to call to repentance. Repentance towards God, as Acts chapter 20, verse 21 says, and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. So when one loves this present age, this world, he is looking at this world's methods, this world's marketing, this world's ways, and it always, 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 always spells disaster. We see then, when a church emulates and individual Christians emulate the age, that we begin to go away from God. That is why Colossians 3 and verse 2 warns us, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. And I'll tell you, the things above, where the Lord is, will always, always be holy. Always holy. And it will distinguish because the spirit and the flesh war one against the other. We're told clearly in the Bible. The attractions for the things of this world often neutralize the spiritual convictions and love for the things of God. Now, we see in America that there's this great move to be the church where we dress down, we want to have worldly music, and we have changing things, and we just continue to change it away from the Bible. It's almost as if that for nearly 2,000 years ahead of this, the church did it all wrong. It's only in the last 20 years we got it right. And yet, the opposite is true. And they said, but this is how the church grows. My friend, again, those are worldly philosophies. They're not biblical convictions. And they will, as we said, neutralize spiritual conviction and love for the things of God. And the church is wounded as a result. So the world philosophies, we hear them over and over. Abortion will make you feel better. Divorce will make you feel better. Social drinking and associating with respectable society, although they aren't saved. And if they are, they aren't separated unto righteousness and from sin. And they say, that's the way and the things to seek. That is why you and I should set our affections on things above if we're serious about being right with God. Anything that takes you out of the known will of God will have an upfront present relief, and upfront present joy, but tragic regret. In my many years of pastoring, one of the things that I found, that people that felt a relief when they did the wrong thing, divorce, abortion, found greater problems 10 years down the road, and regret for which they could do nothing about it. The regret is never removed, tragically so. And the problem is, today people are more concerned about their feelings than they are their responsibility towards God. When a man of God is hit hard with a trial while he is down, he can't sit around and feel sorry for himself. He must go straight to God, find out what to do, and continue to tend to his God-given ministry. Do right in the midst of a fiery trial. We're told in our text, Christians went to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. The Apostle Paul had the oversight of the ministry. He sent these men out. But then, after sending them out, Demas pulls out. He should have stood right there with Paul at a time when he was greatly needed, as it is near the end of Paul's life. Now we begin to understand a little bit better 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 10. He says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Then in verse 10 of chapter 2 of this book, he says, "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." But you know, there he said endure hardness, and he said endure afflictions, endure all things. Why? Because people will get saved, Christ will be glorified, and eternity will show it to be so. Now, since a New Testament book is written to him, we know that Titus is a good man. But he's not there with Paul because the need of the ministry was that he go to Dalmatia. It'd be tempting for Titus, for his own needs, which are very real, but Paul places the ministry above himself. Paul just trusts God's wisdom in the trial. So Paul does not allow the Demases to tell him, "Well, look, it's time to quit. You've had a good ministry and all that. Now it's time to step down and let us take over and do it as we feel it ought to be done." Now, even to the last days of his life, God cares about Paul, and he's still leading Paul. By the way, as a Christian, it doesn't matter if you're a pastor or not. Let God be your daily experience as you walk with him. And when you receive an unexpected blow in life, those suddenlies that hit us, don't forget the good things God is doing. Look again at verse 11 of this text where he says, "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." Now, remember, Satan is trying to stop this ministry. The ministry is hurt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The ministry is hurt.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.